Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter and happy Thanksgiving!
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. We're so glad you're here to celebrate the holiday with us. Today's topic is holiday.
And our title is Good Table Manners. Good Table Manners. Pauline, Thanksgiving is finally here. Are you excited to have dinner with your family and friends?
I am, of course. My husband is at home right now getting our place ready for our friends to come over.
Well, if he's watching, this lesson might help him. We are going to learn today about some table manners and how to get ready for the Thanksgiving meal. So let's get started. Here's our read it.
Susie is arranging the office's Thanksgiving dinner. James helps her set the table. First, he puts a plate and bowl at each place. Then, he puts silverware on the table. He puts a knife, fork, and spoon at each place. Next, he folds the napkins and puts one at each place. Finally, he can put a glass above each knife.
So, Pauline, do you like to cook?
Not really. I do cook a little, but my husband is a better cook than I am.
So he is making the Thanksgiving meal this year?
Well, we are having the Thanksgiving meal at our place this year, but we asked our friends to bring food too, so no one has to make all of the food.
Yeah, that's always great. That's kind of called a potluck meal. Everyone can bring a dish. Well, let's go to Christina. Here are those keywords for today.
Hello, 今天大家要在办公室里一起享用感恩节大餐。Susie 担任安排筹划的工作。She is arranging the Thanksgiving dinner. 动词 arrange 就是安排筹划。James 负责摆放餐桌上的餐具。James helps set the table. 动词 set 有安置、放置的意思。他首先在每个位置上摆好盘子和碗。碗是 bowl. He puts a bowl at each place. 然后再摆上刀、叉、汤匙。然后把餐巾折叠好，放在每个人的位置上。你知道该怎么折叠餐巾吗？ Do you know how to fold them? 动词 fold 就是折叠。James folds the napkins. 名词餐巾或者是餐巾纸就是 napkin. 最后就是把杯子放在盘子的右上方了。
Hi, Susie. What are you doing?
Hi. I'm arranging the office's Thanksgiving dinner. It's tonight.
Do you need help?
Can you help me set the table?
Of course. Where are the plates?
They are right here.
Okay. Does each place need a bowl?
Yes, please. Everyone should have a bowl.
So Susie is arranging the office's Thanksgiving dinner. They are having it at the Jungle Cafe.And usually for a Thanksgiving meal, everyone will sit together at one big table.
That's great. But what does it mean to arrange something? Arranging.
Well, in this example, Susie is arranging an event. She's arranging the Thanksgiving dinner. That means she is making it happen. She is the one in charge.
To arrange something can also mean to organize something, put something together.For example, in a classroom, I may ask students to arrange their chairs in a circle. So I am asking them to put their chairs into a circle.
And Susie is doing that kind of arranging too. She is arranging everything on the table. She's putting the plates and knives and spoons on the table. This is called setting the table.
That's right. Actually, Susie is not the only one setting the table.James sees that Susie has a lot of work to do and offers to help her.
That's right. Susie asks for help setting the table. James understands what setting the table means, so he asks, where are the plates?
They are right here.
What? Peter, we don't have any plates here. Susie has the plates at the Jungle Cafe.
Pauline, I know. I'm just repeating what Susie said. They are right here because that's today's
calendar phrase.
They are right here.
They are right here.
就在这里。Hey, where are my pens?
They are right here.
Where are my books?
They are right here.
Where are my glasses?
They are right here. Here, let me put them on for you.
Oh, now I can see. Everything is right here.
They are right here.
They are right here.
就在这里。
Oh, I liked that calendar phrase. Anyways, plates are important to have at a dinner, and the word plate is also an important word in English to know. So let's learn some more about that word with Christina.
James 在帮忙摆餐具，他在找盘子。Where are the plates? 盘子的发音你说对了吗 ？Plate， 它是发长音的 a。Plate， 很多人会不小心发成 plate 或者是 plat， 应该是 plate 这个长音的 a。我们来好好练习一下，请你第一次先听我念，第二次的时候试着跟我一起来念 plate。Plate, gray, gray. 你念出 A 的音吗？这个音的尾巴有 E 的音，请再跟我一起练习。Cave, cave. Jane, Jane. Late, late. J, J. 有时候一点点发音的差别就会完全不同的字了，所以要把握练习机会，一点一点的进步哦。
Thanks, Christina. James knows that you always need plates at a Thanksgiving meal, but he isn't sure about bowls. Bowls are used for food like soup.
Not every meal has a soup, so James isn't sure if they need bowls.Susie is arranging the meal, so she needs to know what they need. He asks her, does each place need a bowl?
Well, Susie says, yes, please. Everyone should have a bowl. And I think everyone should practice that great sentence pattern with our friend Rebecca right now.
Hello, friends. It's time to do something fun.It's time to learn a grammar point, and everyone says, yes. Well, if you want to say that everyone should do something, you could use this grammar point. For example, everyone should exercise. Or you could say, everyone should drive carefully. You could do this, friends. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, let's practice using it right now. Everyone should spend time with their family.
Oh, I like that one. Let's see. Everyone should take a break once in a while. And everyone should practice what they learn.
I can see what you're doing. Friends, let's take a short break right now. Don't go away. Welcome back, friends. Do you always set the table before each meal?
Oh, well, no, not usually. When I eat with my husband, we just go into the kitchen and get our own plates. But if it is a special meal, then yes, I do usually set the table for that.
I always get excited when we set the meal. It means it's going to be special and all my family is coming. I love Thanksgiving.
It is a great time. Well, let's keep learning about this special meal together. Here's Conversation B.
Should I put the silverware by the plates?
Yes, each place needs a knife, a fork, and a spoon.
Where do the forks go?
They go to the left of the plate.
What about the napkins?
Fold them, then put them next to the forks.
And the glasses?
Put one above each knife.
Okay, so James has the plates on the table, but now he has another question. He asks, should I put the silverware by the plates? What is silverware, Peter?
These are forks, knives, and spoons. They're all silverware. You can remember this because forks, knives, and spoons look like silver.
What about wooden spoons, Peter? Are they silverware?
Well, I guess we would use a different word then. We would say it's a utensil, not silverware.
What about plastic chopsticks? Are they silverware?
No, that wouldn't be silverware. It's very specific for the metal knives, spoons, and forks.
What about a big silver knife for cutting vegetables?
No, that still isn't silverware either. That is a knife used in the kitchen, not at the table. So again, it's a kitchen utensil, not silverware for the dining room.
Okay, so silverware is just knives, spoons, and forks that you eat with.
Yes, that's what I've been saying.
Okay. I think I understand. Oh, but James does have a good question. Where does the silverware go on the table?
That is important. Susie says they should go on the left side of the plate. Then James should fold the napkins and put them next to the forks. A napkin is a piece of cloth we use to wipe our hands and mouth when we eat.
Peter, I was surprised by this part.
Why, Pauline? You don't think they should have napkins at the table?
Of course they should have napkins. I'm just surprised at where Susie wants them. She says to put them next to the forks, but I always put the silverware on top of the napkin.
Oh, I see. I guess everyone sets the table a little differently. But hey, what does this word fold mean?
Oh, that's a hard one to explain. Here, I'll show you. See, I am folding the piece of paper. I bent the paper onto itself. Now it's folded.
Very good example. Okay, there's one last thing James needs to set on the table. What is it?
Glasses. And that's great because that's the word Christina has been waiting to talk to us about. Let's go to her now.
James 不知道杯子应该摆在哪个位置，所以他问 And the glasses? 在英文里讲到杯子，最常见的就是 glass 或是 cup。对我们来说，它们可能都是一样是杯子。但是在英文的文化里其实是很不一样的。大致上来分 ,cup 多半是用来喝热的饮料。所以茶杯、咖啡杯、马克杯都是 cup。讲法就是 a cup of tea, a cup of coffee。他们不会用 glass 来装热茶、热咖啡。所以反过来说凉的或者是冰的饮料就要用 glass, a glass of coke, 一杯可乐 ,a glass of juice, 一杯果汁。A glass of red wine, 一杯红酒。另外因为外国人通常都是喝冷水和冰过的牛奶，所以除非在特殊的情况下，不然都是 a glass of water, a glass of milk。所以分辨的大原则就是冷饮用 glass, 那热饮用 cup。
Thanks, Christina. So where does Susie have James put the glasses?
Well, she says to put one glass in front of each knife. Wow, Susie is really good at details, isn't she?
Yes, I agree. She is the one to ask when you need to set a table.
Yes, I learned a lot about that today. And we all learned a lot of good words today, too. Let's review those together now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Arrange. Arrange. Tina arranged the papers in ABC order.
Set. Set. Please set these plates on the table.
Bowl. Bowl. I eat soup from a bowl.
Fold. Fold. Fold the clothes and put them away.
Napkin. Napkin. Use your napkin when you eat. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those keywords at home. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Hi, Susie. What are you doing?
Hi. I'm arranging the office's Thanksgiving dinner. It's tonight.
Do you need help?
Can you help me set the table?
Of course. Where are the plates?
They are right here.
Okay. Does each place need a bowl?
Yes, please. Everyone should have a bowl.
Should I put the silverware by the plates?
Yes, each place needs a knife, a fork, and a spoon.
Where do the forks go?
They go to the left of the plate.
What about the napkins?
Fold them, then put them next to the forks.
And the glasses?
Put one above each knife.
When you go to a fast food restaurant, there are paper napkins. These are napkins you use once and then throw them away. But at fancy meals or nice restaurants, you use a cloth napkin.
That's right. I used to be a waitress at a fancy restaurant. Before the restaurant opened, one of my jobs was to set the table.
Really? So then, do you know how to fold napkins?
I did. I really enjoyed that part. Cloth napkins can be folded into many different shapes. They make the table look really special. Oh, yes. There, look at all of the different napkins in this picture. See, they are all folded in different ways.
Normally, do you fold napkins a different way for each seat?
No, this picture just gives an example of the different kinds of napkin folds. But usually you just pick one shape for all the seats.
Oh, well, that makes sense. That will look nice. Just like Susie wants James to set every plate, every glass the same way for each person.
That's right. It looks nice that way.
So I have a question. Pauline, can you teach us how to fold some fun napkin designs?
Actually, I forgot how to do it. I'm an English teacher now. I haven't folded napkins in a long time.
Okay, well, we are out of time right now, so maybe next time. Friends, let's see what our friends are up to at Jungle Chit Chat.
Happy Thanksgiving, Ginger.
Happy Thanksgiving, James.
Ginger, do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
It has something to do with turkeys.
Not exactly. Try again. Why do we celebrate Thanksgiving?
Because we are giving thanks.
Right. We are thankful for the things God has given us. Family, friends, a place to live.
And food, especially bananas.
We have a lot to be thankful for.
I know. So, where is the food?
It will be here soon.
Will we have turkey?
Yes.
And bananas?
Of course.
I'm so thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about Thanksgiving. And here to answer our question is Mr. Phil Grimm. Hello, Phil. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Phil, I have a question here from Wei Liang of Boston, Massachusetts. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Great. Wei writes, I am studying abroad in the U.S. This year, I will celebrate my first Thanksgiving. Can you tell me about some interesting Thanksgiving Day traditions?
I love this question. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday of the year.
Why do you love Thanksgiving so much?
I like Thanksgiving for many reasons. First, I love spending time with my family.
Oh, yes, me too. Thanksgiving time is a very busy travel time in the U.S. That's because many people travel to go home to their family and loved ones.
Yes, I also love Thanksgiving food. Turkey and stuffing are my favorites.
I love turkey too. Turkey is a very traditional Thanksgiving food.
Yes, that's why many people call Thanksgiving Turkey Day.
That's right.
One tradition my family has is every year we watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade on TV.
Oh yes, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City is very famous. There are performances, giant balloons, and thousands of people.
That's right. At the end of the parade, there is a special person, and they join the parade.
Oh, yes, yes! Santa Claus!
At the end of each Thanksgiving Day parade, Santa comes to officially start and welcome the holiday season.
Thanksgiving is the most wonderful time of the year. Well, thanks for answering our question, Phil. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Well, Pauline, I realize that both of us have worked at restaurants. Let's talk a little bit more about getting the restaurant ready for guests to come.
Okay, that's a great idea. So yes, usually you have to go to the restaurant early before the restaurant opens to help get it ready.
That's right. And you make sure every tablecloth is nice and clean. You look at the salt and the pepper, and then you make sure all the place settings are the same. Usually a fork and a knife together, and make sure every table looks good.
That's right. It's not just how good the food tastes at a restaurant, it's also how everything looks. So it's an important job.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. We'll come back tomorrow, and we'll see you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.